Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles, but we still here, finna build here, up coin tail pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fuck me promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, up coin sale pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, cause that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit that don't tolerate it, melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack upped up another conversation, Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings. Welcome to the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call powered by Kalfani Radio. It's Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's the time for your weekly update on COVID-19, the mandates, and all the rest of it. Tonight, we're going to have a special program. We're going to summarize the whole thing. We're going to go back to the beginning all the way up to the present day. And so we're going to try to cover a whole lot of ground in a little bit of time, in as little time as possible. But because the pace of events has increased so dramatically, exponentially, it's hard to keep up with it. And so sometimes the best thing to do when you find yourself lagging behind is go back to the beginning. Where did you start? And you might find out that you're right back at that same point because you've been going in circles. And so we got to start at the beginning and catch everybody up to the present moment. So welcome, welcome once again to the Your Immunity Project. You did not make a mistake. You are in the right place. And I'm Dr. Alim. I just remembered something. For the last two or three years, for the most part, I failed to introduce myself as though everybody actually knows who I am. So I'm Dr. Alim, and we begin the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call with a prayer. And the prayer gets more and more powerful every week. And so that's almost the favorite part of the program, because that's where the hope is. It's in the prayer. And so tomorrow night, we do the 19th element on Calphani Radio. And tomorrow's topic is going to be the placebo effect of prayer. The placebo effect of prayer. In other words, the healing power that's in prayer. And right about now, where you and I are concerned, you know, if this is not a time for prayer, then I don't know what time is for prayer. And then not only Al-Fatiha that we just heard, but what about the anti-anxiety, anti-grief prayer that we got from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? That he said we would need seven times a day, a dosage of seven times a day. So tomorrow night, the 19th element on Calphani Radio, that's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to deal with the placebo effect of prayer. But right now, this is the Your Immunity Project. And we begin usually with the five principles that we operate by. There's always new people. There's people that are tuning in for the first time. They don't know who I am. They don't know what we do. And so basically, we operate with five principles, the first principle being prevention. The second principle is diagnosis. The third principle is treatment. The fourth principle is research. And we even have our own research team. And the fifth principle is education. And that's what this program is all about. Educating you, bringing you up to date of the latest, but also the historical long perspective of what's taking place with COVID-19 and all related issues. And nowadays, it seems like COVID-19 is related to all other issues that are taking place in the world. Have you noticed that? That it's related to the financial collapse taking place in the world. It's related to the geopolitical situation between Russia and China, India, the United States, Europe, Germany, Ukraine, all the rest of it is all tied up. And right at the center, even there in Ukraine, what do you find? Bioweapons laboratories. They were doing research with coronaviruses. And so you're in the right place. This is where the education actually takes place. Show somebody that you care. I'm going to briefly go over those five principles again. And always with a different slant. But while we're doing that, this is the time for you to show that you care by sharing the broadcast with somebody. Somebody somewhere needs to hear this information. And this is a very important broadcast because we're going to actually do a summary from A to Z as fast as we can. And you'll be able to take screenshots of the slides and everything. And I'm going to upload it on my website. And so it'll all be there. So you'll have every piece of information that's relevant to survival in these troubling times. Now, the Your Immunity Project is just that. It is yours. You have to make it yours by owning it. You have to invest in it. You have to invest some time, some attention. You have to be willing to do your homework. Now, the information that we present or that I present on the Your Immunity Project is not just my opinion. My opinion is certainly there, and I'll let you know what my opinion is on everything that we talk about. But my opinion is actually what you might call a syntopic opinion. Syntopic means that I actually listen to about 9 or 10 different experts on any topic. I listen to what they say, you know, and then I form my own opinion based on what they say. You see, and that's what I ask you to do. See, don't listen to what I say and then decide whether you're going to believe it or not. Listen to me. Listen to everybody. Listen to everybody, but think for yourself. Make your own decisions because it's your own life that depends upon it. And if you make a mistake today, hey, the consequences can be fatal. So, the five principles are prevention is number one. And you have to be very clear. What are you trying to prevent? Overall, what are we trying to prevent? We're trying to prevent ourselves from becoming the victims, not only of a biological Holocaust, but evidently they're rattling nuclear weapons. Nuclear submarines are on the move. So we want to prevent an untimely, and these days they're calling an unexplained, baffling death. That's what we're trying to prevent. People dropping dead, over 1,000 athletes, super strong people have dropped dead on the playing field, over 1,000 around the world. Okay, so we don't want to be one of those. That's what we're trying to prevent. Whatever happened to them, we don't want that to happen to us. Whatever they did, we don't want to do. Now, the second principle is diagnosis. And, of course, there's always trouble here, as people know who've tuned in before. The FDA never could approve the PCR test. The FDA could never approve even the rapid antigen test because they could never present, first of all, a viral sample, and second of all, they were testing for a bacteria, not even a virus. And so diagnostically, we're in trouble. But you have your common sense to figure out what's going on. You know if you have a viral illness or not. You know if you have a fever. You know if you have body chills or body aches. You know what it feels like when you had the flu the last time. So if that's your problem, then you make your own diagnosis. I got a viral illness, take some Paxlovid. Take the antiviral protocol as found on DrAleem.com. That's my website, Dr. Aleem. Spell the word doctor out now. Spell it all the way out. And get some Paxlovid and get the antiviral protocol. Now, you also need to add the anti-snake venom protocol to that if you were unlucky enough or unwise enough to take the shot. You see, because now you're dealing with synthetic snake venom peptides. That's what's making you sick. That's what causes the problems in people who got the shot or who inhaled the same thing from other people. So that's the area of diagnosis. And of course, don't forget, we did our own research to prove that there is a Bluetooth connection. Some people who get the shot put out a Bluetooth signal, and it'll show up on your cell phone. So before you go into an area or before you let someone into your area, you can scan them with your cell phone. If they are emitting a Bluetooth signal, then it means they have been injected or they have inhaled the nanoelectronics that are in the shot. You see, and then you can make a decision about whether you want to go into that space or whether you want that person to come into your space where you might be contaminated with the self-spreading spike protein. So that summarizes quite a bit. Now, treatment, of course, is with the Paxlovid if it's a viral illness, and we don't give out professional medical advice on the Your Immunity call or financial advice, medical advice, political advice, any kind of advice. We just give our opinion and the opinion of others, and it's up to you to think for yourself and make your own decisions. Now, we'll hear from our research team today. We're in the middle of launching a new phase of our research activity. And they'll tell us about that in a few minutes. And of course, the fifth principle is education. And that's what you're having right now. This is education. This is what they used to call back in the 60s, a teach-in, where somebody would teach everybody, bring everybody up to date on everything. Because most people, what? You're busy. You're doing the things that you have to do to survive. But you can tune in for an hour or two on Tuesday evenings and get caught up to date. So make sure you share the information with others by pushing that share button. So Sister Najma, we'll hear from our research team is on the line, and we'll hear from them. And if there's anyone from overseas, we'll hear from them briefly. If not, then I'll go right to.
Okay, the research team, they are not on yet, but Brother Reuben is on.
Okay, Brother Reuben is from Melbourne, Australia, for those who don't know. And so the same problem that we're having here in North America and in Europe and other parts of the world, they're having it down there, down under. And in fact, they're 6 months opposite to us in seasons. So they're going into summertime just as we're getting ready to go into wintertime. So Brother Reuben, what's taking place in Australia?
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Aleem. Assalamu alaikum. to yourself and to all of the listeners. Greetings to everyone. That's what that means. And this is such a timely show today because, as you said, we're going back to the beginning. And just to show you how in sync you are with things, Dr. Aline, today is a very important day, or yesterday, today, and this week here in Australia, because we are going back to the beginning. What they're doing here, what is really important is, even though they were late in setting up all of these isolation, we had, during the height of COVID, we had, of course, the full lockdowns, and then everybody who was allowed to return, Australian citizens back into the country, so no tourists, but anyone who was allowed to return back had to go through what they called a hotel quarantine because there was not enough hospital quarantine available. They set up all the hotels. That's how the hotels stayed in business. And they set them up as quarantine facilities. Of course, they're not enough hotels, and hotels are not designed for prevention of transmission of communicable diseases. So they ended up building these quarantine facilities throughout the country. Well, throughout the country, they're shutting them down this week. The one that was built here in Melbourne cost over nearly $600 million to build, and that's now going to be shut down and everyone will be relocated. And to show you how silly that is, in the middle of the worst hospital crisis ever in the history of this country, where people are dying in waiting areas right now because of a mix of not enough doctors. Many doctors have quit. Those who refused to take the jab, they got sacked. They've gone into other lines of work. The nurses who remained on the job, well, many of them, I speak to many of them, I'm at the hospitals quite regularly, telling me, look, we've had enough. They gave us a little bonus for sticking it out for another year, but we're quitting this because we just cannot do this 3 years on now. We're in our 30th year of that. So despite whatever measures they're putting in place, the hospital system is getting worse and worse. And here they go shutting down every available hospital bed in the country. So what we can expect from that, of course, is more sickness and more people to continue to die, especially the elderly. Now, what they've also done here is they've scrapped what they had called COVID isolation rules. So if you're sick or felt sick or felt or went and got a test and it showed you were sick, you were allowed to take five to seven days off work, and you were paid for that. So what they were trying to do is whatever it is that was running around, don't bring it to your workplace and get everybody sick. Well, they've now removed that. They've scrapped it all together from next week. So what that will mean now is whatever it is that is going around, and of course they removed all the mask rules as well. So you can, they're basically ignoring that this is even going on, and that we expect, and every expert they've talked to on television is saying, this is a really bad idea because the pandemic is not over because politicians declared it over or, people getting sick. The situation is worse now than it was before. They're giving an acceptable death count, which is very, it's weird to hear politicians and television people saying an acceptable death count is 1,000 every month. And while we're there, we don't need to do anything more. Well, the experts here are saying, well, how do you know it's going to be 1,000? It could be 2,000. It could be 3,000. Now everyone can mingle. Everyone who's sick can go anywhere they want to go. And if you're in a workplace with a sick person, you cannot say, can I be relieved? I want to go home because I don't want to catch whatever they're catching. I mean, common sense things. So that's going on here. And to also counter the lack of workers, they've now changed the law here in Australia to say 11-year-olds are allowed to work. So now, I don't know how many parents would feel comfortable sending their 11-year-old son or daughter to work at McDonald's or in a restaurant washing dishes or whatever. I mean, they've got all different categories of places where 11-year-olds can work among adults, and they are likely to face all kind of abuse. I mean, these are children, you know. So that's how they're trying to make up the workforce. and, you know, stacking shelves in the supermarket and all kinds of things. 11-year-olds are not made for this, you know, to be in an adult workplace where they cannot protect themselves and, you know, all the other things that go on. So that's some of what's going on here, Dr. Aleem. And the other thing as well that is very important is the University of Queensland, and anyone can Google this up now, they have started a very interesting research project, because they're now saying exactly what we've all been witnessing, but very few people talk about, except on this show, and sometimes they drop it on the rest of the media. What you said before, what are all these athletes, super fit athletes, soccer players, football, swimmers, you name it, what are they all doing dropping dead at 25, at 30 years old? So they've started looking into the and performing autopsies, and they're finding out that their DNA in their heart, and we've talked about myocarditis, and I think the other one's called pericarditis, if I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. But they're now looking at it and saying, wait a minute, whatever this thing is, whether you want to call it COVID or whatever they were injected with, has actually altered the DNA of their heart muscle, which is a very unique thing they're talking about. I'm not a doctor, of course, but they're talking, I'm reporting what they're saying is that this is usually only found in cancer, which has an ability to change the DNA, and in diabetes. They're the two things they talked about. So they're scratching their heads trying to figure out what have we given the people and why are they dropping dead and why is it affecting their heart? And we can see that their DNA has been changed in their heart muscle. So that'll be an interesting study. Anyone can follow that online. It's public information. University of Queensland, COVID-19 damage to the heart is what they're calling heart DNA. So thank you, Dr. Aleem, for this time. And I'll be available for any questions. And my apologies as well. I was a little bit unwell the last 2 weeks. I couldn't make it on the show, but with the help of Allah, we'll continue to keep getting stronger and coming back and reporting what needs to be said from the other side of the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Ruben. Thank you very much for that report. And as always, what you see in Australia today, it'll be on our doorstep tomorrow. And, you know, the things that no politician, no medical expert that I know of, other than those that are familiar with the Your Immunity Project, nobody uses the word depopulation. Nobody wants to use that word. They see people dropping dead all over the world, in every profession, in every walk of life, every age group. But nobody wants to use the term that fits the situation. Depopulation. A war against the population. And so as long as people remain oblivious to the obvious, then they're likely to continue to fall into the abyss that is bottomless. So do we have the research team on the line, Sister Najma?
Brother Dawul, so he's calling in a minute. He's closing off a meeting, and Dr. Nadia is unable to make it.
Right. Okay. Well, let's go to what you have there, the summary. Are you able to scroll that?
Yeah. What's the project overview?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So let me see if I need one. Yes. Okay. So now this was created, what you're looking at was created in January of this year. And this was a summary that was a part of a presentation that we did around that time that is probably in the archives. And so this kind of brought together all of the information that was available to us at that time in January of 2022. And so we'll try to go through this as quickly as we can without losing understanding, and then try to bring it as rapidly as possible up to date as of, what, the 3rd of October, 2022. So let's see the next image, please. And this is our research team, some of the people that you've listened to and heard. Next image, please. So we'll just go through this. Go ahead, next image. So now this is kind of like the timeline in summary. We want to take a look at what has been taking place. When did it start? So 2003 is a convenient starting point because that's when SARS-1 was released into China as an ethnic weapon against people of Asian descent. And this was followed later by MERS released against people of Semitic origin in 2012. By 2015 to 2017, saw the development of the self-spreading or self-propagating vaccine technology. And this was first used in bats in different experiments around the world where you could inoculate one bat and that inoculated bat would take the inoculation back to the colony in the caves where the bats live. And before you know it, the whole colony has been inoculated, even though only a handful of bats were actually injected. So that is the technology that has now been applied to the messenger RNA technology that's called the COVID-19 vaccine. Now the gain of function research was carried out in the United States, the United Kingdom, and China. Dr. Charles Lieber of Harvard University led the project in China. Prince Philip, who has now departed, the royal consort of Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II, who has also now departed, and the Bill Gates funded the Pierre-Bright Institute in England for the study of coronaviruses. And so, of course, Prince Philip is famous for his statement that were he to be resurrected, he would like to return to the earth as a deadly virus to solve the population problem. So it was very, very interesting that he funded the research for a coronavirus in England. Next image, please. And of course, England is very hard hit with the coronavirus as we speak. Now, the coronavirus patent holders include the Rothschild family, Robert Malone, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So if you thought Robert Malone was a good guy, maybe he had a change of heart. But back in the day, he was on the side of the people doing this diabolical research. The CDC, the FDA, and other government agents also hold various patents that have a lot to do. Now, at the time that we did this summary report, we had no idea about the snake venom peptides that make up the spike protein. And so there are 19 snake venom peptides in the spike protein, and 7 of those synthetic snake venom peptides are patented. They're patented, and they're being produced by a company called VenomTech. So we didn't know that back in January. Now, of course, Pfizer is the number one criminal corporation in history. They have paid billions in fines for falsifying research, bribing doctors, all kinds of malfeasance. But nonetheless, they've been given hundreds and billions of dollars in government contracts and given the contract to put together whatever is in the injection. And Moderna was founded by Anthony Fauci. And now he was before Congress just last week. He and his wife get royalties from every vaccine that's administered. But let's just say he got 25% of the shots out of 224 million Americans. Hey, that's like 60, 70 million shots. And he's getting royalties from that. And he told Senator Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, he told him, I don't have to tell you how much money I get from this. He made it clear, I ain't got to tell you. And then look over here, the Bayer executive, CEO, he says that messenger RNA shots are gene therapy, but we marketed them as vaccines to gain public trust. Now, isn't that interesting? You gain public trust by lying to them. Very interesting. Next image. So in 2019, there were four or five weaponized coronavirus specimens missing from Fort Detrick, Maryland. Fort Detrick is where the U.S. Army does their biological weapons research in America. This is where HIV came from. People say this is where Ebola and where other bioweapons that have been deployed throughout the world, like dengue fever in Cuba. This is where it came from, Fort Detrick, Maryland. And in April of 2019, four or five weaponized coronavirus specimens went missing. And this was reported briefly in the press, and then it disappeared. Then in October, exactly 3 years ago, Bill Gates and Johns Hopkins University hosted an event called Event 201. And here's the video of it. And this is where they depicted what would happen if there was a coronavirus pandemic, how many people would die around the world. I think they figured 60 million people would die as a result of this Event 201 scenario. And then there was a Tuskegee mystery virus outbreak in October of the same year, as reported by Dr. Danita Muhammad, who was the physician in charge at Tuskegee at that time. And then also at that same time on C-SPAN, Dr. Fauci and company, Dr. Rick Bright and others, predict that a novel coronavirus in China could be beamed around the world. And of course, that C-SPAN video is available. So you can see them literally talking about how they're going to do that. So next image, please. And in the same video, they discussed a universal messenger RNA flu vaccine. And wouldn't you know it, the FDA, I think they just approved, or they're about to approve, a universal flu vaccine, a hybrid vaccine, they call it. I think it's a vaccine that will protect you from the flu and from COVID-19, so they say. Now, just so you know, in case you don't know, historically, the flu vaccine is only about 3% effective. I'm talking about going back years and years. It's never been more than 3% effective. As a matter of fact, more people get the flu from getting the flu vaccine than would get the flu from a natural source. So the flu vaccine was never effective more than 3%, according to research. And now we just found out that the COVID-19 vaccine, so-called, they haven't been effective at all in preventing anything at all. So what is this hybrid vaccine that they're going to introduce? And so the details are here. And we're going to post this, as I said, on my website. So you'll be able to click on all of these references and do your homework. Next image, please. My main purpose this evening is not to go so deep into the details of all of these points, but just to let you know that all of this information exists. It exists. You can easily find out what's taking place. So now this memory in water video, you should look at this. Dr. Luc Montagnier, he's passed away since this time. He was on his way to testify at a tribunal in Germany that was looking into what was taking place with the COVID-19 pandemic. And he mysteriously passed away before he could give his testimony. But one of the things he did say before he passed away was that the worst thing that you could ever do was to start a vaccine campaign in the middle of a pandemic, because all that would do is produce more lethal variants. And what have we seen? The appearance of variant after variant after variant. So this video, Memory in Water, shows how what Dr. Rick Bright was talking about in October, that you could beam a virus somewhere from one lab to another lab around the world, or even into your home They could beam a virus. Well, the memory and water video, it's about a two-hour video, but it will actually give you the scientific basis for that statement. And it's the experiments conducted by the Nobel laureate, Dr. Luc Montagnier. So he knew the genie that was being let out of the bottle. Then we also have the Moderna chief medical officer, a TED talk by Dr. Tao Zak. And he's talking about how they are hacking the software of life. So when Brother Reuben tells us that the DNA in the hearts of these fallen athletes has been changed, well, Tao Zak was telling us that's exactly what they were going to do with the Moderna shot. He was telling us way back then that's what they were doing, hacking the software of life. So there's the talk. You can go listen to him for yourself. He's telling you out of his mouth what they're going to do or what they were going to do 3 years ago. And now the deed is done. Next image. So now this is all about Paxlovid, which is an effective physiologic oral nasal spray to prevent and treat symptoms of COVID-19. Now, as you heard me say earlier, you know the symptoms of viral illnesses. You've had colds before. You've had the flu before. And so anything like that, or even the suspicion of something like that, or just being around somebody who has those kinds of viral symptoms, just use the Paxlovid. Our general recommendation, 2 sprays for prevention, 4 sprays for treatment. That's all you need. And don't worry about the different variants or different viruses. Yeah, back here we were talking about COVID-19, but it doesn't matter what virus you're talking about. It could be smallpox. It could be Ebola. It could be any virus at all. Just use the Paxlovid. It feeds your immune system. It's FDA approved, and it's a dietary supplement, so it's not a drug. It feeds your immune system, makes it stronger. And that's very, very important, as we will see as we go along. Next image, please. So here now is when the action begins. In January of 2020, a novel coronavirus appears in China. And this was coincidental with the rollout of 5G in Wuhan, which is the model city for 5G technology worldwide. They turn the switch of 5G, all of a sudden everybody's sick from a coronavirus. Is there a connection? Go look at that Luc Montagnier video. You'll see the connection. So the Wuhan outbreak was timed with the Chinese New Year. But overall, they locked down the whole country severely, and the mortality rate was only 2.7%. And at the time, they reported out only 5,000 deaths in all of China. Now, they understood that this SARS-2 virus released into China was a biological weapons attack against the People's Republic of China. And so the Chinese retaliated. They re-engineered the biological weapon and sent it back to the West. And this was the so-called Spanish virus that had a mortality rate of 10% and even as high as 16% in the United Kingdom. And this was the same virus that appeared in New York City and also major metropolitan areas across America with the same pretty high mortality rate. And this accounts for the, what we're seeing all around us. This is when the inoculation of the population took place with the original virus. Now, this biological weapon engineered by the Chinese targeted people who carried the Neanderthal gene on their third chromosome. And so that's why Africa seems to be relatively unscathed by the COVID-19 pandemic, because only 6% of Africans have a Neanderthal gene. Now in Europe and America, of course, the percentage is much higher. And of course, this was the time when we were hearing about the warp speed vaccine developed by President Trump. And he trotted out somebody called Dr. Lizzie Kizzy, PhD. And when I looked up Dr. Kizzy, PhD, she only had a high school diploma. That's what I found out on, according to Wikipedia. And now she's disappeared, but apparently she was supposed to have been the inventor of the vaccine. As we can see now, that was a lie. Next image. And Trump's warp speed scenario was also a lie. Now on the left here, this is Dr. Charles Lieber being arrested. He's actually in jail now for his part that he played in transferring this technology to China and building. He built the virology lab in Wuhan. He actually built it. He was being paid millions of dollars to build that laboratory in Wuhan, China. Next image. This is Anthony Fauci's gain of function. In other words, Charles Lieber was working for Anthony Fauci. So now this is a report from naturalnews.com. That's a very valuable website, and you ought to check them out. But this details the five phases of the vaccine compliance rollout. And of course, the first phase is the voluntary phase, and the next phase is with incentives. We'll give you a donut if you get the shot. And then the third phase involves the participation of the private sector, your jab or your job. We were in the middle of phase three. Now we're in the kinetic phase which involves the actual involvement of the military. And so that's actually where we are in this phase right now. The military is actually involved in the distribution of the bioweapons. Now, I think President Biden was mildly surprised at how successful he was in getting Americans injected. He was only aiming for 100 million. He got 224 million to comply. So this accelerated and made irrelevant certain aspects of this plan. The American people were more compliant than expected. Next image. So now it deals directly with Australia. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but they had to halt a project in Australia for various reasons. Next image. There were so many side effects and all kinds of problems. And there you have the University of Queensland that the brother mentioned just a few minutes ago. On the left, you see an image of the spike protein. That's what it looks like. People in Australia were testing positive for HIV. Well, that's because of the spike protein. That was the antigen on the HIV virus that they transferred to the coronavirus. So people who got the coronavirus or the people who got the shot for the coronavirus, they tested positive for HIV. And as you'll see, that's not just a lab fluke. No, they developed a syndrome called vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Now, back in January, we didn't know too much about that, but now we do. Next image, please. So that's one way you could find out whether or not you got the shot, see if you test positive for HIV. So anyhow, this is more details, that's fine. Again, they used the media to stir up what could only be called a fear porn media campaign to drive people, to get the shot. But when we actually looked at the data, there were no excess deaths in 2020. Now, what did happen was all deaths for influenza disappeared, and all deaths that took place were attributed to COVID-19, even though the tests to detect COVID-19 were later found to be bogus. And so false data was being reported as science. And now we come to find out that Dr. Fauci and his partner, Dr. Birx, who wrote a book that's a bestseller, they're admitting openly they made the whole thing up. What they were calling the science in 2021, they just made it up whole cloth. All the lockdowns, the social distancing, all the rest of it, they made that up. And then the mass media just propagated it and censored anybody that was telling the truth or had a narrative that was different than the official narrative. And so the metaverse announcement coincides with the introduction of the modified messenger RNA nanotechnology with Bluetooth connectivity. So in other words, to be injected with the messenger RNA technology or to inhale it is to be connected directly with your flesh and blood into the metaverse. And that's the new name, of course, for Facebook. Next image. And so the messenger RNA gene therapy campaign, see, false marketing again, So they said the injection was a vaccine. They also said the nasal swab test was a test. Actually, what is it? It was an alternative vaccine delivery system to overcome what Klaus Schwab called vaccine hesitancy. He invented that term, vaccine hesitancy. And he said, find the solution to it. Next image, please. And they did, the nasal swab. So now, this is research that you're going to have to read the details for yourself, but I'm just letting you know that this information does exist. Self-spreading, self-propagating, magnetized spike protein, person-to-person, indirect vaccination, airborne skin tact, and body fluids. So this was taken directly from research documents of not published by Pfizer, but leaked by whistleblowers. Official Pfizer document that it's a self-spreading, self-propagating, magnetized spike protein that allows for person-to-person indirect vaccination. And the routes are airborne, through skin contact, and by exchange of body fluids. Now, since that time, what we found out is that the most efficient route of spread for the vaccine now, from person to person, is the airborne route by inhalation. They found out since this time that the airborne route is 100% effective in spreading the vaccine from person to person. And then we've already touched on this point. We found out by this time that that all of the diagnostic results are false. So if you were told at any time that you were COVID-19 positive, COVID-19 negative, just throw it out the window. All is just bogus results, just garbage. Whether it was positive or negative, none of it was true. It was all made up. And the PCR test was only calibrated to the common cold virus. And the reason for that was because they could not present to the FDA an actual coronavirus, which leads some people to say, well, the virus doesn't exist. But again, go back and look at the video of Dr. Luc Montagnier, and you'll understand. It can exist in a wave form, or it can exist in a particle form. That's the nature of reality. The false and deadly treatment protocols imposed on healthcare systems. We're talking about remdesivir. We're talking about the Fauci protocol that makes doctors and hospitals all over the world do things that they otherwise would not do. And if they will not line up and do what he says, then they get kicked off staff. Next image. We're summarizing. You see, we're coming up to date. This is still 2021. Okay, according to the Paul Ehrlich Institute, 92% of the testing is false. False positives and false negatives. Effective treatment being withheld. Ivermectin, not allowed. Hydrochloroquine, not allowed. Alpha interferon, which is what Paxlovid is, not allowed. It's not on the protocol. Why? Because it works. Remember, the overarching agenda is depopulation. So anything that works is not wanted. What is on the protocols? Poisonous remdesivir, which causes renal failure in 40% of cases. Later on, we found out it's worse than that. The protocol calls for 10 doses of remdesivir. Most people are dead by the time they get to the ninth dose. So it was 100% fatal in animal studies. Now we know if you get as much as 9 doses of it, it's 100% fatal in human populations as well. We didn't know that back then. There was a 4% population drop in 2021. You see, in 2020, there was no population drop. But with the start of the vaccine campaign, that's what started the kill off. And then we were asking the question, because this was when the beginning of the supply chain disruption, where are the missing truck drivers? Where are they? The essential workers who were told it's the jab or your job. Well, they can't drive the trucks anymore because they're either disabled or they had an appointment with the mortician. And all across the world, missing essential workers, the people who were told the jab or your job. Where are all the doctors? Where are the nurses? Where are the pilots? That's why your flight is late or canceled, backed up. the military decimated government personnel, although some of them were exempted. Remember, Congress was exempted. Look at the celebrities that you know. Coolio just dropped the other day. Some people know who that is. We already addressed the idea of athletes. You see, missing. They were missing. There was a question mark. Where were they? Now we know where they are. They're in the grave. Next thing. So this was the beginning of the dollar collapse that became official just the other day, September 30th. The United States defaulted on its sovereign debt. And October the 1st is the beginning of a new economic system that will be announced in the coming days as we speak. A gold standard is replacing the dollar. So this was being predicted, and now it has happened. And of course, unprecedented weather events, like the power is still out in Puerto Rico. That's why they couldn't pay the debt, because they kept the corporate office of the United States of America closed down due to a hurricane. That's where Biden is. I think he's there right now in Puerto Rico. He has to sign the check to pay the debt. So let's see if America actually defaulted on her sovereign debt. And there on the left, you see that vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency. And then there's also the vaccine-induced mass formation psychosis. You see what's going on in the population. Start to see strange behavior, psychotic behavior, even on the part of international leaders. People doing things that are absolutely crazy. Yeah, well, the vaccine-induced mass formation psychosis. Vaccine-associated enhanced disease. So your diabetes just got worse. Your heart disease just got worse. Your cancer just got worse. You see, that's what this chat does. Next image, please. So we're going through the whole thing tonight. So now this is what got kicked me off. This is what got me kicked out of Instagram. When I published a link to this research by Dr. Tenpenny, how the COVID-19 injections can make you sick or even kill you. The 20 mechanisms of injury. Now we know a lot more about this. Since that time, I think Dr. Tenpenny has another report out. I haven't seen it yet, but I think I heard that it's now up to 40 mechanisms of injury. 40 mechanisms of injury of the spike protein. Of the spike protein. And so this is all the evidence that you need to know that this is a deadly bioweapon. So I'm not going to go through the whole list. This will be published. You can read it for yourself. But basically, what people are noticing all over the place is they're pulling out these long, clotty things out of people's bodies at autopsy. And of course, that is the result of all of these mechanisms of injury taking place throughout the whole body. It's a total assault. We also did not know at this time, and I don't know if Dr. Tenpenny knows, that the mechanisms of injuries are being driven by the snake venom peptides that make up the spike protein. All of these mechanisms of injuries are what snake venom peptides do to you. This is why snake bites kill you. So you've been bitten by a snake, essentially. Next image. And this is the whole list. And maybe just give people enough time if they want to take a snapshot, I mean a screenshot. Go to the next one. And you'll see all of the, almost all of the mechanisms of injury in some way or other involve the spike protein. So what we're noticing now, since this time, the people who got the shot, their body is constantly manufacturing more and more and more of the spike protein. So eventually the spike protein burden gets to be too much. Gets to be too much and overwhelms the body's ability to handle it. Okay, so now the as of 2022, the U.S. population about 60% had been vaccinated. Now I think that's up a little bit now to about 66, 67% since this time. And the ratio between blacks and whites, blacks are only about 30% vaccinated. Now that may be up a little bit too, because the pressure has increased, you know, since this time. Now in Gibraltar and Israel, where you have a 100% vaccination rate, they also have the highest hospitalizations and death rates. You heard from Australia, extremely high vaccination rate, also extremely high death rate, excess death rate. And also the same in Europe and the UK. Wherever you have the highest vaccination rate, you also have the highest death rate. Again, just proof that the shot itself is the killer. Less than 1% of people died from the actual COVID virus. And here you see this figure for Africa, only 6% of people in Africa received the shot. And so they're not dying. So the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, only picks up 1% of the total deaths and injuries. So that means if you look at their figures and multiply it by 100, you'll get a closer idea of what the reality is. And what that means is millions of people have already died from the shot. Now, water cremation was being introduced in 22 states where they would, you know, what do you do with all these bodies? People dying all over the place. What do you do with them? You turn it into fertilizer. So this was liquid cremation. Now, just this past week, California passed a bill where they have a human composting. They have a composting program in California to get rid of all the bodies and spread it on farmland that I guess was bought up by Bill Gates and BlackRock and Vanguard. Next image, please. See, it's all a system. So why waste all those dead bodies when you can fertilize it, since Russia cut you off? Now, again, the pathophysiology and autopsy reports all our organ systems invaded by the spike protein within 24 hours. You see, now this is a direct contradiction to the lie that was told. They told people that the spike protein didn't move from the injection site. But when people actually followed up and did the research, they found out all organ systems were invaded by the spike protein within 24 hours. Permanent DNA damage to the endothelial cells and inflammation and the microcoagulation, clotting in other words, leads to multiple organ failure and death over an 18 to 24 month time period. You see, so in other words, the vaccine campaign was started in earnest about 20 months ago. So you're going to see the death rate just increase exponentially. It's going to be a rocket starting right now towards the end of the year. That's the 18-24 month time period. Next image, please. Okay, this is the dark winter that Biden promised. So again, all of the details are written here. I'm not going to go through all of it, but these are the threats. You see, when we look at that principle that we start with called prevention, how do you prevent opportunistic infections from a fungus? How do you prevent Ebola? And I mean, all of these things are in the environment right now. How do you handle the chemtrail contamination over your head? So, next image. There's a lot to contend with, but it's the reality that you have to deal with. And again, part of the problem is the confusion that is deliberately caused by constantly changing the meaning of words. We used to know what vaccine actually meant and fully vaxxed actually meant, but now it changes day to day, week to week, long COVID, breakthrough COVID, you see, mass formation psychosis, all of these different terms that we never heard of before because they're necessary to hide the actual truth. If they told you the truth about what it was, you see, then you would wake up. Next image. So that's why I tell people, turn off your TV. Stop listening to the confusion. And then you can start getting your thoughts straightened out. Now, we were making some predictions at the beginning of the year. This was January of 2022. So what were the predictions? We predicted political chaos, civil war even, loss of border control, and a land invasion. And so since that time, over 5 million have come across the border. Political chaos in Washington, all kinds of things taking place. They're claiming that the Oath Keepers had an armed insurrection against the Capitol. That's civil war, I guess. Famine on the horizon, empty store shelves, supply chain disruptions. There were no crops planted in 2021. So what we're eating now, what's available from the stores now is what's on the bottom of the barrel. And very little planting was done in 22 due to weather conditions and the lack of fertilizer and the increased cost of everything, the fuel to run a tractor, you know, like 5 times more. I was listening to a farmer the other night. He was saying everything like 5 times more expensive this year than it was last year. They can't afford to plant. This guy was saying that for the first time in his life, he's only planting half of his acreage. That's all he can afford to plant. Then, of course, who says the food supply itself hasn't been attacked? They have people now. See, they vaccinated the meat supply. Remember when somebody hacked the meat packing plants? They vaccinated the meat supply. They vaccinated the chickens and the cows and the goats and the pigs, turkeys. So you're eating GMO meat. And then, of course, Bill Gates is setting up his synthetic meat factory, one of which burned down in the Netherlands, but he's got more. And of course, we had no idea that they would start to introduce crickets and other insects into the food chain. But that's what we're hearing right now. Food going into schools in London, in England, in Europe, and probably here in America contains crickets, cricket powder. Transportation shut down, okay? We already mentioned the flight cancellations, the increased fuel costs, causing international disruptions in transportation. Power grid failures. Do you know that the whole country of Bangladesh is in the dark right now? Puerto Rico's still in the dark. Major areas of Florida are in the dark. There are rolling blackouts in California as we speak. In Europe, they have to turn the lights out at night in Paris. They have to turn the lights out on the Eiffel Tower. Somebody blew up the Nordstrom 1 and 2 gas pipeline into Europe. So Europe is facing an energy shutdown. No power, no power to run the factories, no power to keep the houses warm, no power to cook the food. People out in the woods chopping down trees, trying to get firewood, trying to find wood-burning stoves. Europe back to the Stone Age. Next image, please. And here it goes, public safety issue. What's the number one issue for the campaign, for the elections coming up, the midterm? Violence, crime, out of control, infrastructure collapse, dirty water. What happened in Jackson, Mississippi? What's happening in Florida? What's happening all over, you know, with the collapse in infrastructure? Roads being washed out, dams leaking. And of course, the healthcare system is in full collapse, as we heard from Australia especially, but also all over Europe. Not much better here in the United States, people being turned away. So now the healthcare system has morphed into an organized legal medical mass murder system. We found out just 2 weeks ago that people who are unvaxxed, who somehow end up in the hospital system, they are specifically targeted with remdesivir and other deadly treatments. The educational system, we predicted, was collapsing. Well, what has happened? Even the teachers union, they don't want to go back to teach. And so how much education is taking place in America today, unless you're doing it yourself or in a private school? But any government-associated educational institution is in trouble. And then trying to save it by forgiving the student loans, trying to keep the colleges afloat that are bankrupt. Then the prediction, the war in Europe, hey, you see it now. Mideast, already fighting taking place. The rise of China in the East, the Taiwan Strait. Do you know that North Korea just shot a nuclear missile over Japan? They had an air raid drill in Japan. That wasn't a drill. They actually headed for their bomb shelters in Japan. Because North Korea shot a ballistic missile at 17 times the speed of sound over Japan. While the U.S. Secretary of Defense was visiting Japan. Talking about a shot over the bow. And then the global economic reset was just something that we were talking about. Now it has actually happened. And we're waiting to see the figures, but yes, there is a global population collapse taking place. Next image, please. And so this is just some testimonials concerning the Pax Immune, and many people, you know all about it. If you don't know all about it, then take a screenshot here and make sure that's a part of your survival kit. You can get that at draleem.com. That's my website, once again. Spell the word doctor all the way out. You can buy it by the single bottle or by the case. And I recommend that you do that. All indications are that there will not be another production cycle of Paxlovid. What we have on hand is all that there is and is all that there will be for the foreseeable future. Next image, please. And now this has to do with our research projects, and there's the website. We finished this phase, waiting for the report of it, but this original phase here that's on your screen, that's actually been completed, but we're getting ready to launch the second phase. So the yourimmunityproject.org is where you go to enroll. Last week, we were at about 50% enrollment. So we want you to join up real quick. And the second phase is just how COVID-19 has impacted our community. How has it impacted you? How has it impacted your family, your workplace, your church, or your mom, or your social club? Okay? So there it is, yourimmunityproject.org. Was that the last one? Yes, I think so.
That's the last one of that, and then you have the other.
Okay, so let's go real quickly through today's headlines. So what we looked at was a summary report that we compiled as of January 2022. Now we're going to go to some of our current headlines as quickly as we can. Again, this is the Your Immunity Project, where we present the truth, you know, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So now this, you're going to see the next few images here. These are images taken from a report from the German Working Group for COVID Vaccine Analysis. So this is a group of German scientists, doctors, who are actually studying from samples of the vaccine what is actually in the vaccine instead of what the companies want to say is in the vaccine. And so they published a 70-page report. I think it's 70 pages. But their basic recommendation is the COVID-19 vaccine programs must be stopped immediately, and they detected toxic substances and changes in the blood and other things that were very disturbing. So we'll go through that real quickly. I published the link of the whole study on my Telegram, Dr. Aleem on Telegram. Again, the word doctor is spelled all the way out. It's a private group, so just request to join, and I'll send you the link, Dr. Aleem on Telegram. So let's look at the next image. We're going to go through these pretty quickly. Now, these are micro images. You're looking on the nanoscale through microscopes. And these are just strange things that are being found in people's blood who have gotten the shot, and they're not supposed to be there. These are not natural objects. They're calling them objects. Next image. Now, this is what normal blood would look like under a phase light microscope. Notice the roundness of the cells. They're dispersed fairly randomly. You know, so this would be a normal looking blood smear. Again, you're looking through a microscope. Next image. And you see the white blood cells there. Now, again, you're looking at some very abnormal crystals that appear in the blood of people who have been vaccinated. What are those crystals? What are they doing there? And they seem to take a diamond shape in some cases, but other shapes as well. Sharp edges. So can you imagine sharp cutting edges in the bloodstream and what that might do to blood cells? It would tear them apart. Next image. Again, these are strange things that are found in the blood of people who have been vaccinated. Some of them look mechanical. Some of them look mechanical. Some of them look crystalline. Some of them look like organic. That thing there on the right, lower right-hand side looks organic. Looks like an alligator. Looks like something alive. And some of these things do move as though they are alive. Next image. So again, this is not supposed to be in a person's blood. What are these things? What is that? Next image. So now they're detecting metallic particles. Now this is why the Japanese stopped the vaccination campaign in Japan, because they said that we found metallic particles. Now the Germans are finding the same thing. Now if you look there at the bottom, there's a list of the toxic metals, alkali metals, alkaline earth metals, so on and so forth. And there's the manufacturers. These are the samples that they studied. So that's pretty much the whole list, right? There's a whole list of all the vaccine manufacturers around the world, and all of them have these strange metallic particles. Next image, please. Now, this is what a lipid nanoparticle looks like. You've heard me mention that. The messenger RNA technology has to be housed in a lipid nanoparticle. And so that's what you're seeing inside that, and that's the lipid nanoparticle. And it protects the messenger RNA from being destroyed by your natural defense. If your natural immune system would destroy the messenger RNA, the alien messenger RNA, your natural immunity knows this alien. It would destroy it. So they have to house it in a lipid, which is like fat. Lipid just means a fat globule on a nanoscale, very, very small, to protect it. It's like a Trojan horse that gets inside your cells. Next image. Somebody look up polyethylene glycol. That's what that lipid nanoparticle is made of, polyethylene glycol. How does that sound for something to shoot in somebody's body? Polyethylene glycol. Look up antimony, a poisonous metal, a heavy metal, toxic metal, found in the vaccine shot, not just in Moderna. Next image. But somebody wants to know, why was antimony the dominant? It's a trace metal. It's found in the earth. It's a natural mineral in the earth. But why is it in a high concentration in the vaccine shot? Now, this is a microscopic picture of a vaccinated person who died. And this is an image of the spleen. And where those arrows are pointing, those are vacuoles, or in other words, holes. Holes where tissue is supposed to be, but it's like something has eaten it out from the inside, and it has all these holes. And so the same thing is being found in hearts, in brain tissue, liver tissue, muscle tissue. So somehow or other, whatever this injection is, it eats up the tissue that's in people. Maybe it's because it cuts off the micro blood supply or something like that. But it forms these cavities, these empty pockets where tissue has been destroyed. Next image. Go to the next one. I think it's better. Yeah, see, so now these are just so you can see what an unvaccinated blood profile looks like and a vaccinated. See, just look at them side by side. See, distinct differences. You don't have to be a microbiologist to tell which ones are normal and which ones are not normal. The ones that are vaccinated look like total chaos. The body is not chaotic. All the unvaccinated slides look, you know, perfectly symmetrical, orderly, normal, natural. So now you can understand why when they do autopsies on people, the embalmers are pulling out these tangled up clots of stuff. Yeah, all this stuff is just tangled up. Chaos. We were talking about social chaos. This is biological chaos. Next image. Now here's a headline that just came out today. Pfizer's vaccine causes astonishing drop in male fertility. How about that? How about that, men? Men have not been informed nor given their consent. You didn't know that's what you were signing up for, infertility. They claimed that it didn't do that, but now we find out that Nicki Minaj was right. Remember she made that statement about her cousin or somebody had testicular inflammation? Now, hey, she was right. And they knew it. They knew it from the beginning. And remember, what is the overarching agenda? Can somebody say depopulation? Well, what better way to depopulate the planet than to sterilize the men and the women? The same problem is in women. They're having infertility problems too. 9% of women who are pregnant who get the shot, they miscarry. Next image. I think it's 89%, 80-something percent. Now, this is the movie. I haven't seen it yet. Just been released. It's called Safe and Effective. It's a documentary film released by Oracle Films. Like I said, I haven't seen it myself. I just saw this today. But it basically is a documentary film that investigates how these vaccines came online. And I think it's probably an alternative view, not the official narrative. So you can check it out yourself. I'm going to check it out myself and maybe have more to say about it next week. Oracle Films, Safe and Effective, a documentary film. A second opinion. Next image. Now, again, there's a whole lot of speculation about what was going on in Ukraine with these bioweapons laboratories. And people are making certain, drawing certain conclusions. And so this appeared on BitChute. I haven't looked at it myself, but you can check it out yourself and see what is the Jewish connection, if there is any. Next image. Now, this is from the White House. I put this up on my Telegram, the executive order that Biden just signed that advances biotech transhumanist agenda. President Biden recently signed the executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. And basically, reading down here, it is a very lengthy executive order. At the very end, they give it all away where it says, in section 12, paragraph 7, that the purpose of this is to, quote, develop and work and promote and implement dual-use research of concern and research involving potentially pandemic and other high-consequence pathogens. So in other words, the dual use is the giveaway. Yeah, we're going to do research on pathogens that could cause pandemics. And dual use means we could use it for good or evil. And so what the evil people usually choose to do. they usually choose to do evil, don't they? So, but now this is official White House policy now. This is official U.S. government policy to move in this direction. Next thing. That might be the last one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay, so we made it. We made it. We made it. We went through a lot of information, and I hope I didn't bore you to death. But I wanted to summarize it. I wanted to summarize everything because sometimes you're going, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees. There's an awful lot of trees, you see, but you have to understand that it's all one thing. It's a forest. And so it's all one thing. It's a depopulation agenda, and it has many different aspects to it. And we have to pay attention to all of it and comprehend all of it and handle all of it. Otherwise, we will not be able to survive. So let's open up the lines if there's any questions or comments, testimonials. We always like to hear if there's any.
All right. For those who are on the Zoom, you can raise your hand if you have a question or a testimony. If you're on the Facebook Live, you can put your question or testimony in the chat.
So this will be reposted maybe as soon as tomorrow on Telegram and also on Facebook and other locations. But this will be a good summary broadcast to share with a lot of people. So we basically covered everything. We covered everything.
Yes, sir. We have Brother Ray Ray.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Lim, on the summary. It's going to be a good research for me to do. Also on Natural News, they the Red Cross is mixing vaccinated and unvaccinated blood together.
Yeah.
So when a disaster comes, as these hurricanes, which they're saying they might be a part of HAARP, when the Red Cross come on the scene, you can bet your bottom dollar that that the blood they're going to be using is going to be mixed. So that's very interesting. Also, the summary was definitely good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, at the time that we compiled the summary in January, the position of the Red Cross at that time was that they would not receive blood from vaccinated people. And that was going against the official narrative, and then that caused a controversy. And so now they've changed their policy, and they do accept blood from vaccinated people. We just took a look at the blood of vaccinated people and compared that to the blood of unvaccinated people, and you can see very clearly that they are not the same. One of the things I would point out to you is that the abnormal changes that you were looking at in the vaccinated blood, those abnormal changes are all caused by the spike protein. Now, the spike protein is a prion. A prion is an infectious protein. So in other words, it causes other proteins to become deformed. So what it would mean is that if you got a transfusion of blood from a vaccinated person, they just gave you a prion disease that would begin to cause all of the same changes in your body as though you got a vaccination. Again, part of the self-spreading nature of the vaccine included the exchange of body fluids. Well, what is a blood transfusion except an exchange of body fluids? And then, of course, as the brother pointed out, they're mixing the donated blood. They're mixing it. So essentially every blood transfusion, it's not just coming from one person. It's a mixed blood sample.
Mm-hmm.
So it means pretty much if you have 66% of the population that's been inoculated, then you know that at least 66% of that blood transfusion is from vaccinated people. So that means you cannot receive that. course, now people who need a blood transfusion are in dire straits. So maybe that's, you know. But again, this is part of the reality. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Okay, no more on the Zoom. Is there any under the Facebook Live, Sister Connie?
Well, we have one. Let me see. You know what? They're disappearing. But anyway, let's get this one. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Leem. In the issue of the final call, there's an article. A scientist says it's time to throw away the mask. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm getting an echo. Trying to give general instructions to everybody about what they should do is idiotic. It depends on what the risk level is and what it is that you think a mask is going to prevent. If you're a nurse or doctor or healthcare worker or employed in some particular way that you are exposed to sick people who are infected with viruses and bacteria,
yes,
you wear a mask.
What?
You better wear an N95 mask. Now, if you think that an N95 mask or any mask is going to protect you from the self-spreading nature of the spike protein, well, that's ridiculous. It's not going to help you at all. So again, that's why people have to be informed. That's why people have to actually do what I ask them to do, which is to listen to everybody. Yeah, listen to everybody. But you have to think for yourself. What is your situation? Somebody telling you don't need a mask. For what? They don't know what your situation is. So if you're trying to prevent yourself from catching a virus or a bacteria from sick people, maybe somebody in your household is sick, and you're taking care of them. Well, you don't want to catch what they have, so you put a mask on when you're administering care. But if you just want to go to the football game on the weekend and hoop and holler in a big crowd of people, two-thirds of whom are vaccinated, well, all of the masks in the world are not going to help you against the cloud of spike protein that's being raised by that crowd of people at the ball stadium, at the church, at the mosque, in the classroom, in the workplace, at the bus station, on the train, on the bus, in the plane, at the airport, wherever there's a congregation of people and they're moving about and breathing and coughing and talking and sneezing. There's spike protein in the air. So what mask is going to prevent you from inhaling the spike protein? None. You see, so again, the question is kind of pointless because you have to think for yourself. You know what you're doing. You know where you are. You know what your risk level is, or at least you should know. And then once you assess what your real risk level is and what it is that you are trying to prevent, then you take the appropriate action that corresponds to the actual threat that you're up against. That's a hard thing to teach people to think because we're so used to just doing what we're told. See, that's why Biden's compliance rate was so high. He more than doubled what he thought he was going to do. Because we have people who just do what they're told. They're just looking for some authority figure to tell them what to do. And they do it without thinking. And then they say, he said. But we don't do it like that on the Your Immunity Project. We give you all of the facts for you to use so that you can think for yourself and make your own decision about what the wise thing is to do. So anybody else with a question, or are we done?
Yes, sir. Someone asked the question, how can an unvaccinated person detox from the spike protein if one is involved with a vaccinated person?
I don't think you can. Now we have, again, I'm not going to go into the details of it, but we developed the anti-snake venom protocol that seems to help some people to some degree. But if you inhaled the messenger RNA or through body fluid exchange, whatever happened, you contaminated, well, you're producing the same spike protein as the person who got the shot. You're in the same boat. And so I don't know any way to turn off the messenger RNA. It changed your DNA. I don't know how to turn that off. But because you're producing snake venom peptides, then the anti-snake venom peptide protocol will help. But we would not call that a cure. That's not a detox. That's just symptomatic relief of a degree.
Yes, sir. Yes, Sister Gabrielle X, Montreal.
Assalamu alaikum. Actually, it's a brother. It's Gabrielle. It's a male name.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Dr. Assalamu alaikum, to all the family. What you were talking about right now, Dr. Aline, the minister said after the swan song to his Omega Psi brothers that if they pray to Master Farhan Mohammed sincerely about the mistake of getting the shot, that it would diminish, I'm just paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly the words, but it would diminish the effects on them. So that is an avenue I would suggest, but what I was raising my hand for is a quick information about Quebec, the province of Quebec. Unfortunately, I missed part of your presentation, so I don't know if you mentioned that here in Quebec, we had election days yesterday. No? Okay. I just want to remind everyone that the province of Quebec in Canada had the worst measures, so-called sanitary measures, to the point of we had a curfew. We had to be home at 8 p.m., which is basically being in jail, but at home. And there were no scientific studies backing that or for anything, basically. And just to tell you that yesterday, the same government that was inciting people to snitch on people who would go to see their mother, for instance, to snitch to the police so they could fine them like $1,500 for not respecting the curfew. The same government that lied from the A to Z has been reelected yesterday with a vast majority, which is unprecedented, except for one time in the history of Quebec. They had 90 seats on a total of 125. So basically, and that with the kind of so-called democracy we have, they achieved that with only the equivalent of like 25% of all the votes. So we can expect, or I'm expecting, to have curfews coming back, having worse sanitary measures coming because they have no opposition once again, and they have even more people on their side. But Allah is the best knower. So I have faith, but I expect to see the thing going worse here in Quebec. So I just wanted to touch that with the family that Quebec is not looking good for the next 4 years. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, thank you very much for that report from Quebec. And I just would mention, I would just comment on the two points that you raised. Early in the broadcast tonight, I did mention that tomorrow night on the 19th Element on Kalfani Radio, that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the topic will be the placebo effect of prayer, the placebo effect of prayer. And if we increase our prayer, we will increase the placebo effect. Now, in general, right now, in the general population, at least in the United States, the placebo effect is about 30%, which means that the faith level of the population is about 30%. Now, if you could raise the faith level of the population, then you would increase the power of the placebo effect. And this would bring about real cures. Now, of course, most people don't believe strong enough in their faith to actually exercise it in the way that we're suggesting. So we're going to go into that subject a little bit more so that people will understand the power of faith to heal. Because if anything is going to help you, it would possibly be that. Otherwise, I don't think there is an answer to what's taking place. So thank you for that. And also, I do remember the severe lockdowns in Quebec. And I will just bring up one other thing. And maybe you can answer this question if you're still on the line. You have a very high vaccination rate in Canada overall. I don't know what it is specifically in Quebec, but I imagine that is pretty high. Now, remember that the shot contains objects that we showed under a microscope, and some of those objects are electronics that both emit and receive signals. So here in the United States, the CDC on their website has been warning us about the zombie apocalypse. Could it be that the zombie apocalypse is electronically remote controlled people who have received a shot? For example, politically in the United States, they say that 91% of Democrats who voted for Joe Biden are vaccinated. And a much smaller percentage of the people who voted for Donald Trump. So there's a political nature there. So now what I'm wondering, and this goes along with the announcement from the White House, they announced the rise of the dark Brandon on November the 8th, which is Election Day. Could it be that people who have received the injections that contains nanoelectronics, could it be that they receive stealth signals that start to control behavior so that when they go into the voting booth, maybe they get a signal that says vote a certain way and they pull the lever a certain way? Could it be that we're looking at behavior modification, that people are no longer motivated by their own free will, but they're being remotely controlled electronically because of the installation of electronics that controls their behavior? Just some speculation. I wonder, you see, from a political point of view here in the United States, the Republicans should really do very well in the upcoming midterm. But we might be in for a big surprise. They might be in for a big surprise that it might go dramatically the other way because of the mind control of the Democratic voters as opposed to the Republicans. Let's take one or two more. Are there any more?
Yes, sir. Brother Gabriel said that 84% of the population in Quebec has at least one death shot.
Okay, so then what was the margin of victory in the election? Was it 84%? You know, I mean, that's how that works now. People have become electronic slaves. The guru for Klaus Schwab, what's his name? Noah Hariri, the professor at Jerusalem University, he says people would no longer have free will. So in order to have a democracy, don't people have to exercise their free will to vote for who they want? Well, he's saying you won't have free will anymore. You'll do what we tell you to. We'll vote for you'll vote for your oppressor and like it.
Yes, sir. We have Brother Vernon Muhammad.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sir, thank you, Doc, for another great presentation. And your comments that you just said ties into the question that I have, that I want to ask. In terms of just watching the slides, and you mentioned the heavy metals in the vaccine, as well as the nanoparticles. Do you think that eating the green cake or the green powder would have an effect on removing or disrupting the nanotechnology, the particles? Is that a possibility?
Well, let's separate out what you're asking about. If you're talking about heavy metal poisoning with antimony, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, you know, the list goes on. Yes, the answer would be yes. The green cake, the living green powder, or the AdLife powder, and that's available at adlife.me, adlife.me, for the super green powder that contains spirulina and chlorella, which are chelators for heavy metals. So the component of the shot that contains the heavy metals, the antimony and all the rest of it. And of course, all vaccines from the beginning always contained aluminum and mercury. And that's where you get the dementia and the autism and all the rest of it from. So yes, the green cake or the AdLife super green powder would definitely help to detox the heavy metals. Now, the other caller was asking about detoxing from the spike protein. See, that's a different kettle of fish. So yes, you would get a partial benefit, at least as far as the heavy metal toxicity and chemical toxicity from eating the green cake or the AdLife super green powder. So AdLife.me is the website to get the super green powder.
Dr. Aleem, Gabriel from Canada, he answered the question about the statistics. He said 40% of the 66%, so about 25% of the population wanted that party, yet they got 90 seats.
Okay, that's going to take a little calculation to figure that out. But see, again, the vaccination campaign has a political aspect to it. It drives political choices. Yeah. Do we have any other callers?
Yes, sir. We have some Facebook Live questions, and we have a couple more in the Zoom.
Okay.
Yes, Dr. Leem's sister Betty Maddox says, Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Leem. She had contacted COVID back in August of 2021, and she just found out that they gave her remdesivir. What does she need to do to, should she be worried about that?
Well, again, the disclaimer is I can't give out professional advice just on the basis of call. I'm trying to get set up so I can actually deliver a professional level service to people so I could actually answer that question. What I would suggest that she do is take a photograph of her, three photographs of herself, front and back, full-length photographs, and a profile of the right side of her head, and send that to me. And I will do a scanning examination, and I can give her an answer. But just off the top of my head, there's no way for me to answer such a question. But if she would do those, if she would do that, send me three photographs, full length front and back, and then the right profile of the head and neck, then maybe I could actually give her some information from that.
Okay, cool. And another question, and flips away, but anyway, he was speaking in reference to having his passport. Do he still need to take the test if he have his passport to travel?
He's talking about a COVID-19?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I guess that depends on where he's traveling from and he's traveling to. I mean, those are just policies that different governments have. I have no way to answer that question. I don't know where he's from or where he's going to.
Okay, cool. I believe it's Africa, but it just seems like when they put him in, they go away. And but cool. Yes, sir. I'm sure you hear what you just shared. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, those are government policies. I mean, you know, you have to check with wherever you're going. And they change the policies almost daily. So you never know.
Yes, sir. We have Afua Walls.
Oh, yes. Salam alaikum. Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Lean. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a question. In New York, I'm in Brooklyn. They just last month, a judge had lifted the vaccine mandates for the NYPD. And then the city said they were going to appeal that because whatever they determined. But then they came back and said the police that are not vaccinated and who, whatever the case may be, they can go back to work. So now the mayor of the city has said no city workers. He has not lifted the mandate. You must be vaccinated to work in the city of New York. Yet the police, they're giving them, you know, the opportunity to do that. So my question to you is, what do you think is going to happen next? Like, where is this going? It's so much conflicting. I don't know. It's just very strange to me. The NYPD is working right now. No vaccine. Well, they're going to be given their back pay, you know.
Well, again, I don't know if you were tuned in for the whole call.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand what the overall agenda is. The overall agenda is depopulation. The overall agenda for New York City is the depopulation of New York City to get rid of the people who live in New York City. That's the overall agenda. It has nothing to do with what a court says or what the mayor says or what the police department does or does not do. The overall agenda is depopulation. Now, in order to bring that about, you have to create confusion. So earlier in the broadcast, I pointed out that Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx, and that whole COVID-19 crew at the federal level, but the same thing exists on the state and local level, they're just making all this stuff up. It doesn't make any sense. It's not legal, but they don't care because they're criminals and their agenda is murder. So when a person understands that what they are doing is to murder folks, they don't mind lying to the people that they're murdering. They don't mind confusing the people that they're getting ready to murder. So they just make arbitrary decisions day by day. They say, well, it's hurting people. Well, they're trying to kill people. What are you talking about, hurting people or their employment? I can't. So again, when we overlook, or what was the term I used before? When we're oblivious to the obvious, then we fall into the abyss. Now, what I'm learning over these months of the Your Immunity Project, I've been saying from day one, the depopulation is the agenda that is in motion. What I'm beginning to realize is most people who listen to me say that, they don't believe it. They think the agenda is something else. So they're trying to make the something else that they think it is They're trying to make it make sense. And what you're trying, what you find out time and time and time and time again, what Anthony Fauci said last year doesn't make sense. What Dr. Birx said doesn't make sense. What the mayor in New York says doesn't make sense. What the governor in New York says doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because that's not the agenda. You're trying to go by law. This is an unlawful activity. It has nothing to do with law. Maybe you know something about the principles of public health. So you're trying to go by the principles of public health because you think this is a public health agenda. This is not a public health agenda. This is not a legal agenda. This is not even a political or an economic agenda. People are losing money. Governments are being overturned because there's a more important agenda. It's not even the climate agenda. It's the depopulation agenda. So once you get that in focus and understand that that is the issue, then that becomes the lens that brings all other issues into focus. See, they want to bring the unvaccinated policemen back onto the force because of the crime wave. On the surface, that's why they would want to do it. But there's a deeper level. They want to bring the unvaccinated police back to the force so they can intermix with the vaccinated police. Because the unvaccinated police are not going to die unless they can get them contaminated by bringing them back on the force so they can mix in the squad car, in the precinct offices, with the vaccinated force. And plus the people who already got vaccinated 20 months ago, they're already sick. They're already disabled. Many of them are already dead. And so they're trying to, you know, replenish the ranks and contaminate those that are not as yet contaminated. The United States Marines is doing exactly the same thing. This is a unified policy. 20 months ago, the U.S. Marines, they discharged, I believe it was between 30 and 40,000 Marines who refused to be vaccinated. Well, just last week, they reversed policy. Now they're begging those discharged Marines to come back to the Corps. Why? Well, number one, the ones that did get vaccinated are sick and dying, and pretty much dysfunctional, can't fight a war. So they want the unvaccinated Marines to come back and rejoin the force so that they can mix with the vaccinated Marines and get contaminated. And then you have 100% coverage for the depopulation agenda. It doesn't leave anybody out. It includes the decimation of the military. It includes the decimation of the police. It includes the decimation of the fire department and other essential workers. It includes the decimation of doctors and nurses and teachers, truck drivers, because it's a depopulation agenda. The decimation of farmers. The people who make life possible have to be gotten rid of, because they will block the depopulation agenda. And so we've pointed that out many times. I didn't show it tonight, but the Deagle Corporation said that the depopulation agenda goal, the stated goal, the published goal for the United States of America is to reduce the population that was at 337 million in 2017, to reduce that population down to 69 million by 2025. So how do you get a population of 337 million down to 69 million in just 8 years. Well, we're in the middle of it right now. The depopulation agenda is in full effect. So go read it for yourself. And of course, it's global. Depopulation of Canada, the depopulation of England, the depopulation of Europe, the depopulation of every country on the earth except China. They're the only country that shows an increase in population from 2017 projected into 2025. So that's the agenda. Now, most people who hear that, even now, they have heard it just now, 2 minutes ago. The Deagle projection is 69 million Americans left alive by 2025. Now, how many of you believe that? How many of you actually believe that? And if you believe it, how many of you are willing to actually do what is necessary so that you are not one of the victims of that depopulation agenda? So the truth of it is most people, they hear that, they don't believe that. They say that's too fantastic. That's too extreme to believe. Well, believe what you want to believe. But it's in motion, and it's right in your face. And you have some serious thinking to do and some serious decision-making to do. And in some cases, maybe it's already too late because you already made the wrong decision. That fatal mistake. So, I think I'm exhausted. So I think we'll leave it there. And I got to take care of my mom. She hasn't had her dinner yet, so I've got to get her dinner. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in once again to the Your Immunity Project. We'll try to do this once again next week, same time. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we never know. As James Brown used to close his shows at the Apollo, this might be the last time. We don't know. The power grid may go down. The electricity may go down. Or the depopulation agenda may catch up with some of us. And so we thank Almighty God Allah for the opportunity to be alive in this very, very dangerous time, and to have our wits about us so that we have something to say about what's taking place that may be of some benefit to you and to others. So thank you very much for being a part of the Your Immunity Project on this evening, and I'm going to sign out, and Sister Najma, would you please close us out with the announcements? And inshallah, we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Kalfani Radio, worldwide. Since 2005. Family helping family.